We're hearing the KPBX Kids Concert, Sibling Revelry, and we're on to the Morozovs. Jessie, age 12, has been playing violin for about half of her life and a lot of solos for people in that amount of time. Her older brother Sam, currently age 19, is a little bit quieter about his career, but a terrific trumpet player who for many years has been the mainstay of the trumpet section of the Spokane Youth Orchestra. We'll hear them both together in a little bit. Right now, let's hear Jessie play a little bit of Bach. That will be from the second sonata, a couple of movements.
Thank you.
Violinist Jesse Morozov playing the Allegro, followed by the Andante of the Bach Second Sonata. Let's ask her brother Sam to join us before the two of them play a duet for violin and flugelhorn. So I'm with Jesse and Sam Morozov. I know a few things about you. The first thing I think I safely know about you is that you each really love to play your instruments and play music. Is that safe to say?
Yes, perhaps.
Yeah. And then beyond that, is it safe to say that you each love to perform? Like,
Yeah. I've done quite a few different types of performances in my life. I've been in the Spokane Youth Symphony. I've performed with that orchestra at the Fox Theater. I have performed at retirement homes, and I've done neighborhood concerts for the neighbors during quarantine. It was all really rough for everybody to have to stay at home. So I think it was very nice to have that opportunity.
Cool. And you, Sam?
Well, Jessie said it best. She's the primary performer in the family. I enjoy performing. Jessie has more of a stage presence than I do, so I won't act like I'm the best at it, but I've had a lot of similar opportunities to her retirement home gigs, youth symphony gigs, lawn concerts, as we stated, during quarantine. It's all been a lot of fun.
Talk about the lawn concerts.
Yeah, so we would just set up with our speakers, our instruments, our music, and live stream it to the whole neighborhood. They would get out their lawn chairs, sit in their lawns, and listen. And we would also live stream it on Facebook for others that weren't in the neighborhood to hear as well. And then we also have done just inside from homes live streams for the rest of the people as well.
Yeah, and I know those outdoor lawn concerts we did. For me personally, besides work, that was just about the first time since quarantine had started that I was, you know, having any sort of contact within proximity of anyone else. So I know that was a case for a lot of the folks in the neighborhood, so it was really inspiring to be able to, you know, see people face-to-face a little bit and play for them and really spread the joy.
Talk a little about the music that you had to create.
So the Concerto de Aranjuez is a staple of our repertoire. We've probably performed it 4 or 5 times now, and we keep coming back to it with slightly improved arrangements each time. I've been doing music notation for 4 or 5 years at this point, and each opportunity to perform the concerto has given me a new opportunity to rearrange it and do some new things with it to keep it interesting. And it comes from a film called Brastoff that I'm a big fan of, and it was really inspirational to me. So a lot of the arranging between us two is really just what inspires us and what allows us to come together as musicians and make music without having to worry about, oh, well, she's a violin player and I'm a trumpet player. How do we make that compatible?
It is quite challenging at times to find, to arrange music that we can play together with the varying instruments. Especially when I was younger, it was really hard to match his volume.
Yeah, sure. But that's been a learning experience for both of us and really pushed us both as musicians, for me to be a more sensitive player and for Jessie to play out and work on things that she's naturally good at, getting out there and getting out of her comfort zone and playing. But this was another step further than that. Trying to outplay a trumpet is not an easy task.
So let's hear that result as we hear Jessie and Sam Morozov play Sam's impressions of Rodrigo. Thank you. Sissy and Sam Murazov playing a duet for violin and flugelhorn based on the second movement of the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. Our final family on the Sibling Revelry program are the Girgis sisters. Sarah and Ava are a piano duo who've been doing that for quite a while, and they're going to open with a couple of pieces, and then we will hear from their sister Hannah, who is a violist. So the piano duo begins with a composer who has been represented on every one of these segments of this program today, and that is Bach with a chorale prelude. The Bach chorale prelude, Gutes Zeit ist die allerbeste Zeit.
So, Ava and Sarah, we've known you as a piano duo for a few years now, I think. What's the name of your duo?
It's Sole Deo Gloria. Mm-hmm.
And you've played for us on a couple of occasions. When you first started playing, was it just, why not, just for fun? Or what made you start playing piano duos together?
Well, we decided that it would be fun to start playing a piano duo, but once we got together, we found that we had this connection, mm-hmm. and so we decided to just make it serious and start competing, and we've really enjoyed it. Yes.
And speaking of competing, what's a thing or two you've done in terms of a competition?
So we have entered MTNA here in Washington, and we have entered twice, and we've gone to nationals both times. And it's really fun competing with Sarah. It's always rewarding to learn duet pieces together and to be able to accomplish things, especially since it's harder with two people playing on the piano. It's always a lot of fun competing with her.
And now our piano duo of Sarah and Ava Girgis turn to a real showpiece, the Allegro from Capustin's Sinfonietta, Opus 49. Thank you. pianist Sarah and Ava Girgas, playing the Allegro from Capustin's Sinfonietta, Opus 49.
Sarah's older, you're the younger sister. When you're a piano duo, do you get to be equal? Kind of, or kind of not?
Kind of. It was a little bit harder at first just because she was a little bit more not as advanced mm-hmm. as I was, mm-hmm. so I helped her along a lot. But now we're mostly equal in terms of our music, and we help each other, and I help her with things, she helps me with things. There are some arguments on occasion, yeah. but so far we've been really working well together, and it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
The duo Soli Deo Gloria, and this is the Girgas sisters of Sarah and Ava. But then I found there's a third Girgas sister, so let's bring Hannah into the equation here. Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
Glad to have you here. How do you fall age-wise between Sarah and Ava?
I am 2 years younger than Sarah and a year older than Ava, okay. in the middle.
Do you also play piano somewhat?
I do. Okay. I do still play piano a little bit.
But I gather there was a time in your life when viola took over.
Yes, there was. There was a time in my life when I realized, you know, maybe piano's not for me. And so I picked up the viola, and it was just, I just realized this is it. This is what I want to do. It was amazing.
Did you actually start on viola, or did you do a little bit of violin?
I did not. I started on violin for a little bit, and then I heard the viola. And I just immediately knew that's what I want to do. So I switched from violin to viola.
Is it the sound? Is it the role in music? What about the viola is so wonderful for you?
I guess it's a little of both for me. The sound, the deeper sound than the violin, that's just beautiful to me. I love hearing that. And the music that we get to play, a lot of different music. It's just beautiful the way the viola can interpret it, different than the violin.
So, joined by her sister Sarah as pianist, Hannah and Sarah Girgas will play the Brahms Hungarian Dance in G minor. Hungarian Dance in G minor. And so you lived in Spokane, now you live in Seattle, and yet you come back to Spokane for lessons. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, when we moved to Seattle, we decided to find a different teacher, and we found one, and she just didn't work out for us. She was a really good teacher, but we missed our old teacher. She really helped us and grow in music and in our technical skills. So we decided that we wanted to still continue studying with her, and so we made a compromise. She comes out to our house once a month, we go out there once a month, and then we have Zoom lessons every other week.
Well, and this wonderful devoted teacher is?
Mrs. Barbara Miller.
The Girgis sisters, thank you for all the great playing.
Thank you.
And we conclude this inspiring journey into four musical families with the program Sibling Revelry. I thank not only the brilliant, articulate, and artistic kids of the Trice, Chen, Morozov, and Girgis families, but especially their parents, where it all begins. Our event donors are Harvard Park Children's Learning Center North, Rocket Bakeries, and Sayer Sayer and Fossum Attorneys. Certainly my thanks to my colleagues, Leona, Stephanie, and Kathy, and especially to Jim Tevenin for the remarkable recording and processing to make these kids sound as good as they possibly can. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everyone.